Hello, my name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand episode of Media Fae. Today, I am alone, and today, I'll be discussing the third trailer for Godzilla Minus One. So, yeah, this is the first time that we have covered a third trailer for something. The last time that we ever covered, I guess, this was supposed to happen. I don't remember when it was supposed to have a third trailer for a movie or show, or whatever. We've never done this before. Now Godzilla is here. If you're wondering where the second trailer is, I covered that in the episode that was the one where I covered both the Minus One trailer and the Monarch Legacy of Monster trailer. So yeah. This is the third episode talking about Godzilla Minus One. The movie releases next week, which will be very interesting to see. It came out in Japan earlier this month, November 3rd, but now it's coming out overseas here overseas on December 1st. So, yeah. Now, again, coming back with the notes, I still have these, and I will have these for the rest of eternity, aside from meeting consumers and talking about gaming presentations and all that, so you won't see this for there. I guess we will have the talking points put down already. So, yeah, So let's start off with what I think I haven't covered yet is the CGI. The CGI for it all looks pretty great. In all seriousness, the CGI here is pretty good. The movie has a budget of $15 million. Now, this isn't a lot in, I guess, today's day and age. Most movies that are of the That are kind of blockbusters, are usually in the hundreds, sometimes in the 50 millions, but this is 15 million. Which is, you know, a pretty low budget considering everything, considering the fact that a lot of the American movies are in the higher budgets. Godzilla 2014 with $160 million. Where can I find? Godzilla King of the Monsters. Was around. I was like, King of the Monsters made just enough money to squeak by. Just playing out there. Godzilla King of the Monsters, 170 to 200 million. We don't know which one it is yet. And Godzilla vs. Kong. If I can type it correctly. Was 155 to 200 million. And it made back its money. Yeah, so if you could hear that, I'm sorry. But yeah, no, like it's a very small budget. I should also pull up Kong, but that wasn't made by Toho. That's not a Godzilla movie. Kong Skull Island was $185 million. So yeah. So it's a very small budget, but the CGI otherwise is very good. It looks very good. It's sort of telling how, like, Godzilla Minus One can have this good-looking CGI. And these movies that I've over like five times that budget. Now that I think about it. What would be like five? I don't know. Ugh. Here we go. Would be five times the budget. I think that's too much. I think that's just okay. Five times the budget. Okay, five times the budget is a bit much, I think. No, it's not. Yeah, okay. Right? I'm not going stupid. Yeah, no, I'm good. Okay. So that's over five times, like over a lot of the budget. And still has a, like, here, Thor Love and Thunder wasn't a disappointment at all. It made 760 million worldwide. It was a pretty bad movie anyways, but yeah. Has a budget of 250 million. Now again, as I saw when I talked about Thor Love and Thunder some time ago, I think in our Marvel episode, I thought that the scene where Axel shows up with the face, I thought that was intentionally bad. Because there's no way that Marvel would let that go, but apparently it's not bad. It's not. It wasn't on purpose. Because they went ahead and fixed it. So, yeah, like, a movie that has $15 million can have better effects than a $250 million movie. I know that people overworked, but that's just. It's so telling that a movie made with this budget is a rivaling CGI with big budget movies. So yeah, there's that. And also, I'm looking here. Shin Godzilla, which had the same budget, was actually I think the most expensive movie. The most expensive Godzilla movie. And I actually think that some of the effects here look not as great as it looks in Minus One, at least not now. So yeah, CGI otherwise looks great. Even with the being the movie with one of the highest budgets in the Godzilla franchise, made by Toho, of course, not by Americans, because fucking the 1998 movie has a higher budget than all of the Toho ones combined. Like, how much money did it waste on the first one? Actually, I'm gonna look up All Monsters Attack or something. Here we go. The budget, 2,260 million yen. Google response is 25%. I fucking knew it. How much? I gotta look up one. Destroy all monsters. Wait, budget. 200 million yen. Yeah, that's not telling me much. Yen to USD. That was that time. So let's check now. 13 million. Oh, wait, no. No. A million. $1.3 million. Okay, so maybe not. How much was, I'm not comparing budgets here, so that was $1.3 million, which is equivalent to, oh shit, it did not make back its budget, holy fuck. Now I see here, apparently, the Soil Monsters made, it was 200 million yen, and then it made 170 million yen, yikes. Let's look up. I'm interested. Mothra movie. Mothra. I said, all right, what's this? Again. Yeah, it's a billion yen. Interesting. Maybe if I get a. Actually, what am I doing? This is right now. I'm dumb. Hold on. Okay, max. Let's see here. Where is this? I can't go back from 1994. Okay, let me take one that's. What movie released in the 1980s for Godzilla? 1989 for. And 1995, let's put in Godzilla Returns. Let's put its name. The Return of Godzilla, here we go. 1984, that's fine. Budget $6 million, okay. Perfect. $6 million, and I made back twice its money. That's fine, I guess. Because Godzilla's always. And Godzilla's always been like a B movie type thing for most of the time. So it's not like it's ever been. Oh, here we go. Budget 700 million yen. And for Godzilla vs. Biollante, 700 million yen and 1.04 billion yen in box office revenue. So, yeah, I mean, just putting out there how much like money each made is made because I'm trying to compare with. What Godzilla Minus One's earning? I think Minus One is $15 million budget, and it's has earned $19 million as of I don't even know when. It's been $19 million for a while. They probably haven't updated. Probably waiting for it to come out overseas to update it. I think. Well, 2.85 billion yen. So. $13 million USD, which as of November 19th. Okay, so I don't think it's. I remained at number one in its second and third weekend. Okay, so I mean it's doing fine, but yeah, you're just saying. Kind of went off a topic of what going on here. Let's talk about the plot and the character. Second point. I don't have a good transition for that thing. So plot and characters. I put it down here, tone two. The protagonist seems like, I don't know if this will be the protagonist of it. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot of characters in this movie. I haven't seen it, obviously, so, yeah. Pretty a lot of characters in this movie with different experiences here. But one of the characters that they focus on in the trailer is this father who wants to protect his daughter from Godzilla. And that could work, but that's pretty stereotypical. As for pretty stereotypical thing from here. And everyone else looks to be like having. It looks to be much more of a general movie with a bunch of general characters that don't really that we don't have an actual protagonist. It might be like Tringot Dula, where Japan's the protagonist, or it's Japan reacting to these things. But I don't know. I think it should be, instead of what Japan does, is what the people, like what Japan would do in case of monster attack. It should be what the people react to when Godzilla comes into town, and how, and how their reaction is. I think it's going to happen in this movie. I think this movie, it being about the end after. Oh, it takes, apparently, I think it takes place. It takes place in 1947. Sorry for leaving you there. It takes to 1947. That's interesting. So it's like way before the actual thing. Okay, and I just got to pull for the entire movie. So, yeah, whatever. Yeah, it looks like the protagonist is going to be this father, the father character here, but I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. Also, the tone of the movie, like I probably said before, it's going to be very somber. Very, very serious. There won't be, I don't think there'll be any real jokes here. It'll definitely be Japan at its lowest point after the war and all that. So yeah, I don't think we'll see, I don't think we'll get good chuckles from this movie. But yeah, next up is one of my points, Godzilla himself. I think I had something that I know down here, but I think this is the Godzilla design. I just testing the mic. I think this is the Godzilla design that we should really, it's like, this should be like the design here should be like the evergreen design for Godzilla, because it's got pretty, it's like a Showa Godzilla made with, it's like a Showa Godzilla if it was mixed with Heisei. I have figures right next to me. I should really fix my Heisei Godzilla because its leg is not properly attached. Yeah, it's like the Godzilla here is, it's like Showa mitsu of Heisei, and it looks really, really good. And some things from Millennium. There goes Godzilla. There goes Heisei Godzilla's foot. I don't know which Heisei Godzilla this is. I think it's 1992. So that has to be 1992. Was what Godzilla versus Mothra? I think that was 1992. Yeah, because 1993 was Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, or whatever the fuck the movie there's called. Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2. That's what it was called. Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2. And the next one was Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla. Right. 1991 was, there was no 1990, I think. And 1991 was, I should really just look up, the movies. Why am I being stupid? Here we go. Yeah. 1984 was Return of Godzilla, 1989 was Godzilla vs. Biollante, 1991 was Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah, 1992 vs. Mothra, 1993 vs. Mechagodzilla 2, 1994 vs. Space Godzilla, and 1995 vs. Destoroyah. Godzilla 2000 Millennium is, again, a really good movie. Is here, Negagiris, GMK against Mechagodzilla, Tokyo SOS. They couldn't, I love it's Godzilla against Mechagodzilla, like they couldn't name it versus Mechagodzilla 3. I think it might have gotten confusing after this one, because they're the way the fuck you're making a sequel to a movie that came out in 1974. And then Godzilla Tokyo SOS and Godzilla Final Wars. So yeah, good stuff. Also, they put what's here? Monster co-stars. Got it. Just looking at it here, blah blah, Megagon, Jaguar, Gaiga, and Kira short down. Please, okay. Well then. Okay, cool. Just looking at it here, yeah, Godzilla is one of the best. I think what's missing is the white spikes from the design. I think the white tips on the spikes. I think that would complete the design. But yeah, it takes cues from like the big large spikes take cues from Millennium. I was looking at the Millennium thing, yeah. It takes cues from Millennium Godzilla, which has the big spikes. And I mean Millennium Godzilla, I mean like the one from Godzilla 2000, which has, again, the big spikes, and versus Megaguirus, because that's the same suit. Pretty much Godzilla against Mechagodzilla and Godzilla Tokyo SOS don't have the big spikes. So, yeah. There's that. So yeah, it's one of the best Godzilla designs. There's lots of getting to actual points here. There are some really creative things they do with Godzilla in this. He obviously looks very good. But there's this boat chasing, which is really, really creative, and it looks really good. I've never seen a Godzilla fighting a lone boat before, and this boat chasing looks awesome. And the atomic breath is something that I have to see. Apparently, I've seen the TV spots, and it causes a nuclear blast. It causes a nuclear explosion. That's so cool. And like the activation, how it does, where you kind of the spikes go up, and they then go back. And people, I saw somebody say that it looks like what they do in a nuclear reactor, where the rods go up and then they go down. That looks really cool. It looks like Godzilla's is putting in keys to launch the atomic breath, and that looks really cool. So honestly, Godzilla, I think, will be one of the best parts of the movie. I think will be the best part of the movie. Of course, you're gonna watch Godzilla for Godzilla. So yeah. Next up, I want to talk about this proven theory. This is only really one theory. I said last time that I thought this would be because the girls, one of the characters, said, I think it was a girl character, said that Godzilla wasn't going to be, Godzilla was, she knew what Godzilla was. I thought it meant that Godzilla was already a thing in this universe, and that we already saw Godzilla. The people have already seen Godzilla, but apparently, no. That wasn't a thing. So, yeah. This is the first Godzilla in this continuity, which, you know, I'm not mad about it, but you know, disproven theories, that was my only theory, that Godzilla wasn't the only Godzilla, wasn't the first Godzilla in this universe, but now it is, so yeah, no complaints there. They can have more, they don't have, this is one of the many, many times that does not follow the Godzilla, the 1954 Godzilla, which is what a lot of the earlier thing, movies in the time is did ever, I think. It's a very confusing timeline. It's a very confusing mess. Because Showa follows the everything. Whoops. Showa follows everything. Then Heisei resets it back to only the first one being canon. The Millennium makes the most convoluted thing of all time by making every single one of them, minus, I guess, Megatil and Tokyo SOS, part of different timelines. All of them also follow the first movie. The first movie is the only one that's canon. And in the Reiwa era, none of the movies before then are canon, except for the Polygon trilogy. Because, you know, the Polygon trilogy. Which brings me to my next point. There are certain callbacks in this movie that, you know, if they come from the 1954 movie. There's the scene with the train. There's the scenes with the building that Godzilla destroys in the movie. It's very probably it's like a clock, and I forgot what the name was. Yeah, there's callbacks to the first movie, which is really interesting. And to obviously Godzilla 1954, I'm talking about, not like anything else, but this callbacks to the first movie. It's much more in line with this movie is much more in line with the American movies, and it's Godzilla's more fluid here. And all that, so yeah, like it's more mobile. So yeah, it's all you know, it's all very different from what they've made before. And now I think this will be like the definitive 1954 Godzilla. This would be what they would have made if 1954 Godzilla was made right now, I guess, or like if they had this technology back then in 1954 or 1953. So yeah, honestly, really cool stuff. And something I also want to mention is that there's the Reiwa era is very similar to the Millennium era. Now, why? Well, there is a very good reason why. Shin Godzilla obviously started, but it takes in another timeline from the other movies. Godzilla Planet of the Monsters is part of Godzilla Planet of the Monsters is part of a trilogy with City of the Ancient Battle and the Planet Eater, which kind of like Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla and Tokyo SOS, they are sequels to each other. They're sequels. Tokyo SOS is a sequel to Against Mechagodzilla, and the Planet Eater sitting in the battle are sequels to Planet of the Monsters. And goes back to another movie where Godzilla is again reset. Nothing else is canon, and yeah. And also there's, you know, there is, where's the other media television? Here we go. Godzilla Singular Point. which is another installment of time, another installment which is also not canon to anything else, not even the first movie. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things making it seem like the Millennium Era, which is very interesting because we also have the MonsterVerse. Because the MonsterVerse is kind of like Heisei, where it has all these big movies with a bunch of big monsters and all that. Like, yeah, Godzilla, the first movie would be like the Return of Godzilla. Kong Skull Island will, I don't know, it's kind of its own thing. Godzilla King of the Monsters is very much so the big movie. Godzilla vs. Kong, again there, Godzilla vs. X Kong. So, yeah, I mean, a bunch of callbacks. This is, like, more like Heisei. I guess you could call it more, it's either, like, Showa or Heisei. So, yeah, there's that. You can debate about that, I guess, if it's more like Showa or Heisei. Which is very interesting because I think that Because it's very interesting because, fun fact, Heisei Millennium are technically all part of the Heisei era, but because there was such a big gap between, not a big gap, it's a 4-year gap, but that was a bigger gap between Return to Godzilla and Godzilla vs. Biollante. And also, I guess you could call Return of Godzilla part of the show era. I'm pretty sure you can say that it was part of the show era, but I don't know. So, I think that's the thing. Like, it was part of the show era, but yeah, just out there. And yeah, just honestly, cool things. I forgot what I was gonna say, but yeah, both with everyone congruently, which is like kind of a thing that MonsterVerse and Reiwa are both part of the Reiwa era. But thing is, MonsterVerse is made by Legendary, and Reiwa era is made by Toho. So, yeah, we have two Godzilla eras running congruently with each other. So, yeah, just also, and was going to say the Millennium started because there was such a big gap. There was a gap between those two, and it also started a new timeline, which kind of made it there. It made it, and also Godzilla died at the end of versus the story. So, yeah. Okay, so that's really about it. I'm excited for the movie, obviously, but you know, we'll see how it goes. I'm pretty excited. I love what we see here, and I'm waiting to see how this movie plays out. Maybe this will be the start of a new film series, maybe something good. I hope it's good because Reiwa, as of now, has not really impressed me. Like, what Toho has done doesn't really impress me. All of it's been pretty bad. So, yeah. Anyways, what do you guys think about Godzilla Minus One, the trailers for Godzilla Minus One? Leave it in the comments below. Follow us on Twitter at media_buffet and at D8 Entertainment with the E at the end. Media Buffet on Spotify, at D8 Entertainment on YouTube, and at Media Buffet YT / Media Buffet Bonus on YouTube as well. For me, it's Mercury S Cheese on Twitter, at Mercury S Cheese on Twitter, at Mercury SC on YouTube, and Mercury Sea Cheese on Twitch. So yeah, that's about it. See ya.